Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I thank you for the people who actually call the radio station, 502-571-9970.
You know, I've been listening to the station, and it doesn't feel like Christmas because I haven't heard Dominic the Christmas Donkey.
That's right! Oh, wow! That's such an oversight! And that ends now!
Jingity-jing!
Ee-aw, ee-aw!
It's Dominic the Donkey!
Hey!
Jingity-jing!
Ee-aw, ee-aw!
The Italian Christmas Donkey! La, 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 la.
It's a tradition this time of year. Oh, yes.
Santa's got a little friend. His name is Dominic. The cutest little donkey you never see him kick.
Hey!
When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of it.
Everyone!
Hey! Jingity-jing!
Ee-aw, ee-aw!
It's Dominic the donkey.
Hey!
Jingity-jing!
Ee-aw, ee-aw!
The Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Well, while we're going down this path, I mean, can we do a little Froggy Fresh, a little AKA Krispy Kreme, a little, can we do that? Can we?
This one?
Oh,
this is a Christmas miracle every single day.
We don't need this.
Every single year.
No.
We like to dive into when Kelly was a Purdueette and sung a grown-up Christmas list.
So please.
My grown-up Christmas list.
Stop it!
Not for myself.
This is not what we need. Just kill the vibe.
Are you talking about this one?
Yeah! Krispy Kreme.
Uh-huh.
Moneymaker Mac. The Christmas song.
First thing on my list, go figure. It's a brand new John Cena action figure. Second thing on my list, guess what? It's a really cute girl with a really cute butt. Mike said, Krispy Kreme, hold up. Mom said, you're not allowed to touch a girl's butt until you're grown up. That's right, I forgot about that rule. Not allowed to touch butts until you graduate from school. But that's alright, cause third on my list is a brand new John Cena watch for my wrist. Now we're moving on to item number 4. It's a brand new John Cena poster for my door. Check it out, y'all. Item number 5 is a brand new John Cena car that I can drive. Well, I can't really drive it cause it's too small. But I could if I was maybe like this tall. Christmas, Christmas, come check out my wish list.
Have I been a good boy? That's none of your business.
I just want some good toys. Can I get a witness? Got all of my homies yelling Christmas, 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 Christmas.
Come check out my wish list. Have I been a good boy? That's none of your business.
I just want some good toys.
Can I get a witness?
Got all of my homies yelling Christmas, Christmas. Item number 6 on my list is on lock. Gotta get that super hot John Cena
lunchbox.
So tough, the thing is made of steel. No more using brown paper bags for my meal. Item number 7 is like a bite of heaven. I could probably eat like 10 or 11. Checked up in my stocking, and guess what? I found me a brand new box of Betty Cracker Buzz brownies. Item number 8,
haters gonna hate.
It's probably the best toy
in the whole state.
An item so hot, it could make the snow melt. It's a brand new John Cena wrestling belt. Now I gotta think about what I want from grandma. How about a brand new pair of John Cena pajamas? And one more thing I want, even though I already have it, is the best CD of all time,
Elmatic.
Christmas, Christmas, come check out my wish list.
Have I been a good boy? That's none of your business.
I just want some good toys. Can I get a witness? Got all of my homies yelling Christmas, Christmas.
So thank you for calling us and calling us out and holding us accountable.
Yes, absolutely.
I think that's important.
I know every line to that song. Every line.
It's impressive, Kelly. That's impressive.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets Mean, it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling our best jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. And it's all going for this You Laugh, You Lose trophy I have in my hand.
It's just downright majestic.
Is it downright majestic, Kelly?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it is? Is that what
it's the typed out, taped on label.
Sure.
Yeah.
That it is. Mm-hmm. Very exciting. All right. You laugh, you lose. You have a 2-game lead. All right. You laugh, you lose. Here we go. Losers go first. That'd be me. Kelly, do you know why a chicken coop has 2 doors?
Why does a chicken coop have 2 doors?
Because if it had 4, it'd be a chicken sedan.
Yep. There you go. Hey, Ben.
Mm.
What happened to the turkey that got in a fight?
What?
Got the stuffing knocked out of him.
Kelly, once upon a time, there lived a king who was only 12 inches tall.
Oh.
Yeah. Terrible king. Made a great ruler.
Sure did. Sure did. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Why did the turkey cross the road?
Why?
Wanted people to think he was a chicken.
Okay.
I got a theme, Ben.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
Kelly, why did the tiny pepper wear a light sweater?
Why did the tiny pepper wear a light sweater?
Because it was a little chilly.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
What did the leftover turkey say?
What?
Make me a sandwich.
Kelly, if R2 is short for R2-D2 and Chewie is short for Chewbacca,
yeah.
Annie short for Anakin,
uh-huh.
What is Luke short for?
I don't know.
A stormtrooper.
Yes.
A little
really
Star
surprising
Wars humor for you.
You're delivering that. I will see your Star Wars humor. I will raise you.
Oh.
What did Han Solo say to Luke Skywalker on Thanksgiving?
What?
May the forks be with you.
Oh, that's a good one. Kelly, what did the bad World Cup announcer get in his stocking? Yes.
That was just a guess. Lucky guess. Lucky guess. Hey, Ben, you know you overdid it on Thanksgiving when you cut yourself shaving and you bleed gravy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, Kelly, I told my daughter that if I found her hamster in her vacuum cleaner, tears in her eyes, she was like, oh, please get a new one, Dad. I was thinking the same. I said, suction's absolutely terrible in this one.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Time to get a Dyson. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they let the turkey join the band?
Why?
Because he had his own drumsticks.
Did you actually take that drum set from your son?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just for that joke. That one joke.
You know, Kelly, I used to date a girl who was missing a shin.
Oh.
Yeah, her name was Eileen. She had a brother.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He was missing both shins.
Ooh.
Yeah, his name is Neil.
Neil. Neil and Eileen. Sound fun.
Quite the duo.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
What did the turkey say to the turkey hunter on Thanksgiving Day?
What?
Quack, quack.
A duck. Undercover.
Yeah.
So I put this giant map of the world on the wall, gave my wife a dart.
Yeah.
I told her, hey, you know what? Wherever this lands is where we go on vacation.
Ooh.
Yeah. I guess we're spending 3 weeks behind the fridge.
Oh, that is unfortunate. Mm-hmm. Easy to pack for, though.
Yeah.
Silver lining.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Tamara.
Tamara who?
Tamara, we're going to eat all the leftovers. On your face. It's the judging disdain on your face. I can't. I mean, got props and everything.
I was on
brand with Thanksgiving with all my jokes.
I mean, Thanksgiving's over, but okay.
Whatever. It's still Black Friday shopping.
Sure.
People are still in the spirit of the holiday.
Okay.
Dang it.
Okay.
You don't even deserve it. I brought props.
Dang I it. Have one prop that matters, and that
That's
is
great.
The trophy. You laugh, you lose. Supreme Victor Trophy here.
Enjoy it.
99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly's 12 Days of Giveaways Christmas Karaoke. It's a fun little game where we take popular songs we play on the air And we sing them in the tune of a famous Christmas song. Okay?
And it's a little interesting to hear the lyrics that you probably know so well set to its own tune, but you put it in different music and it sounds weird.
Yeah, exactly. So, for example, Kelly, I'm going to give you this one and you got to guess it, okay? This is a song you probably heard 1,000 times on 99.7 DJX, all right? Here we go. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change even when I knew I never could. Uh-huh. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. Hey, hey, oh, 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 oh. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. So you would say...
I would say Stay by Justin Bieber, Kid Laroi.
Yeah, there you go. That's easy. Easy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's easy. So that's great, though.
Thank you very much. So let's say hey to Sissy. Sissy has blonde hair. Favorite color is red. Drives a Toyota Camry and has been married for 22 years. Hi, Sissy.
Sassy, I love it.
Hi.
Okay, so you know how it all works. You said your brain's kind of foggy and you're hoping you get an easy one.
Yeah, me too.
So, wait, what did you say there?
I said, I do need an easy one.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll see how easy it is, Sissy, because, you know, when you're in the hot seat, I almost said something else. When you're in the hot seat, it's always a little bit harder, okay? All right, so this is going to start cold. You know, in the industry, that's when the lyrics and the music start right away, okay? So there's no lead up. So, Sissy, are you ready?
I'm ready as I'm going to be.
Okay, we need the title and artist of this popular song that you've heard on DJX probably 1,000 times. All right, here we go. Baby backs, couple racks, couple Grammys on him. Couple plaques, that's a fact. Throw it back. Hey, and this one is for the champions. I ain't lost since I began. Yeah, funny how you said it was the end. Yeah, then I went and did it again. I told you long ago on the road, I got what they waiting for. I don't run from nothing, dog. Get your soldiers, tell them I ain't lying low.
That is not an easy one.
That is an easy one, Sissy. We literally played a million times.
I know. It drives me crazy. I think it is. Oh, no. Hold on.
What, are you going to Google it?
No, Industrial Baby, I think. Oh, no.
I'll give you a hint. Lil Nas. Yeah, okay. All right. I'll give that to you. Lil Nas X. Industry. Oh. It's Industry Baby, not Industrial Baby, but... Industrial Baby.
I like that. Industrial Baby is my favorite
thing. I was going to say...
You're not going to make fun of me all day, aren't you?
I am. Nope. You know, probably not all day, maybe just for the next 45 minutes. You know, so...
I hear you all day. I know what you all do.
Sissy knows how it works. All right. Well, hey, Sissy.
We love you, though. It's all from love.
Yeah, all from love, Kelly says. So, Sissy, congratulations. You got yourself some tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters. We're also going to hook you up with a vinyl record player and some vinyl to play on.
Yes.
All right? All right.
Yes. Yes. It was worth it.
Favorite people.
Oh, Sissy, you're our favorite, too. All right. Hang on, okay? Hang on.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Which, by the way, do you hear my jingle bells? I'm wearing jingle bells for the occasion.
You are?
Yeah.
Where are those jingle bells strategically placed?
They're placed kind of awkward.
Okay. I'm right. That's what I thought.
It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So last week we got a message from a listener who wanted our advice. He wanted to know, hey, has anyone done anything similar to this and it worked out for them? His issue was his wife and he had separated for several months. And during that break, he accidentally fathered a kid, or at least got a co-worker pregnant, I should say.
You say that like he like tripped on a sidewalk and fell.
Well, she was there to catch him. And so anyway, so he was wondering, hey, I'm thinking because... her family is all going to be there and there's going to be a lot of support and things couldn't possibly go wrong for me to tell her at his in-laws? So we all said no.
Listen, there was no mistake that we told him, do not reveal this news in this way at this place and time. No, 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 sir.
So the update, Kelly?
Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. He says, it did not go well for me. My wife was devastated.
Mm.
She said that the time we separated was for us to get some space to clear our heads and to get clarity on our marriage, not to mess around with other people.
I think we all could have said that.
I feel like that was implied. She believes I violated the terms of what a separation is supposed to be. Mm. Yes, he did. Her parents had her back. I was kicked out of their house.
Right.
My wife and kids are still at their house and don't plan on coming back till at least the holidays are over.
Oh.
This next month is going to suck. I'm obsessing on what I can do now to fix this. What would you do?
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh.
He's at... Okay. Well, you didn't take our advice the first time.
Yeah.
I don't have any confidence that you're going to take our advice the second time.
No. And honestly, you're at the point, and this was one of the suggestions before. We suggested that this needs to be revealed to your wife privately, maybe in the presence of a therapist.
Ah, wow.
And I feel like a therapist now is really the only one that can step in and get to the bottom of how your wife is really feeling if this is something that she feels like she can get past. I mean, having an affair is one thing,
mm-hmm.
but now we have a baby that's always going to be there. So, like, is she going to be able to navigate a life with you in your marriage knowing that there is now another child involved?
Yeah, Courtney posts, well, Santa's going to give you coal and divorce papers for Christmas.
Yeah.
What was done was done. Now, how you handled it afterward is really the fault of you and not for lack of us all telling you that this is what would happen.
I'm just trying to rack my brain about what sort of grandiose gesture, anything that he could do to not only, I mean, you have to win back the trust of your wife, but then her family.
Right.
You violated the contract of your marriage, yes. And now everybody, you're public enemy number one in her family.
So you are the woman scorned, Kelly.
Yeah.
Is there anything he could do other than just give it time to make it up in your eyes?
Yeah, immediately no. That is going to take the longest process. Really, the only people that know if there is a chance are him and his wife.
Right.
There are so many other factors that go into their history together as a mm-hmm. couple, the dynamic of their marriage, what led to them separating to begin with. That's probably still a factor. So,
well, and this isn't certainly going to help it.
Oh, no. Yeah. And a lot of people pointed out, too. I think we know now why they separated to begin with.
Man. Okay. Well, you know, communication is going to be key, and a lot of people are also saying that. And
therapy.
Yeah, therapy probably at this point is where you're going to need to go. But I'm going to say, go ahead, you know, keep us updated on your progression. And we hope the best for your family.
Yes, we hope for the best for everybody involved.
Mm-hmm. Including the baby-to-be from your coworker.
Exactly, because coworker wanted him to leave the family for her.
That may be a possibility at this point.
Maybe. If you want to go back and hear the original call, you can. It's all up on the thread at Ben and Kelly Show.
Apparently, this is peak lusty deer season.
Oh, wow.
And these horny deer are out, and that means that you have a greater risk of hitting one of them.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good. That's not good for the deer. That's not good for your car.
No, not at all. And the Kansas City Police Department actually put it bluntly in a tweet saying, lusty deer are abounding on area roadways right now. And so they actually have tips because we can, in this area, appreciate a lot of those lusty deer in our area. So be careful. But the tips that they have for these amorous, lusty deer are kind of funny as well from the Kansas City Police Department.
If a deer runs in front of you, don't swerve to avoid it. that often causes a more serious crash.
Okay, so what are they suggesting here?
It's hard, but just hit the deer and don't make a bad situation worse.
Hit the deer!
Just hit it?
They're saying just hit it.
Just keep going. What the heck?
Listen, you lusty deer, get out of my way.
Listen, it was your fault for being in the road.
You should take a cold shower, you...
Clear as far off the road as possible and call 911.
Yeah.
Stay inside your vehicle until we get on scene.
Okay.
It's a lot safer and it won't make an additional traffic hazard.
Okay, so what if you do hit that deer?
Don't worry about the animal. We'll take care of it.
We'll take care
of it. Don't worry about the animal, but then what's like, what if you kill Bambi?
What? We'll take care of it.
Oh, wow. I don't know. I don't know if it's the best advice. I mean, I guess run over those lusty deer. I mean, you don't want to swerve and cause a worse accident that could damage, you know, lots of other things in your life and hurt you and hurt others. But still, this is just dangerous.
Now, I mean, that's what they're saying. They're saying, listen, you don't want to risk injuring yourself or others by swerving out of the way for those horny deer.
Getting in the way of another car. Yeah,
but, you know, shouldn't be really taken lightly. Just
can you slam on your brakes as much as possible to, you know, lessen the strike?
Kelly just hit the deer.
Okay.
You heard the man. You heard the police officer.
If a deer runs in front of you, don't swerve to avoid it. That often causes a more serious crash. It's hard, but just hit the deer and don't make a bad situation.
All right.
I love the cheery music that they have. They're like, hey, it's all right. Just hit the deer.
It's fine.
It'll be fine.
There are other deer. I just don't know. Okay, so listen. I feel like maybe on these roads where you see the signs of the leaping deer, right, that maybe we give traffic a little extra room in case they do need to slam on their brakes, right?
All I know is that the deer are so blinded by lust.
Yeah.
That they're not even worried about you and your car zooming
they're
down
just
the highway.
Running across the road with reckless abandon.
Yeah, they're trying to mate as quickly as possible. So just know, let this be a warning to all you who are within the sound of our voice right now.
Yeah. I live in Shelby County. I mean, this is my real life. Like, we have a lot of deer out here.
Oh, so Kelly, 100%, you need to watch out for those horny deer.
Yeah, exactly. They're running around amok in our neighborhood, let alone all the roads, the county roads back here. Yeah, no, this is real.
And if you come across one, do as the police say and hit it.
Wow. It's aggressive advice.
It's so aggressive.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Right, so if you're ever in a spot where you're like, man, I just need the opinion of some people who aren't emotionally involved in my situation, reach out to us. We'll toss it out to our listeners and see what we can do for you.
We have no emotions.
None. Sean writes this and is like, hey, my wife and I are going to be going to Universal right after Christmas this year, and we are taking our three children. I don't think we need to get our kids anything else since this trip is so expensive. My wife disagrees and wants to get the kids each a new pair of shoes, a new jacket, and a pair of AirPods. That's crazy. These kids are going to Universal. They do not need anything else this year from us. My wife said that ruins the magic of Christmas if they don't have a present to open up on Christmas morning. She has barely said anything to me in almost a week. She's really upset. Now, should I stand my ground since I'm right or go with her to go and get the kids gifts?
Oh, wow. Can I say that over 132 comments later on Facebook, people have some opinions. Jessica said, I disagree. Unless they're adult children, coats and shoes are necessities would be a nice gift. Although expensive AirPods would be great for the trip, I agree. Christmas morning, they need to have something to open. Mm. Unless they're adult children. Calm down, guy. It's Christmas.
Is there a way to like wrap something from Universal for them to like, you know, open and like, hey, reminder, there's a big trip. We're literally leaving for tomorrow.
You know? Yeah, you know what? This is one thing that a lot of people asked, too, because he kind of left out the ages of the three kids, but yeah. I'm assuming that they're younger.
Yeah, I'm assuming that, too.
Yeah, and so if they're younger, then yeah, give them a little something.
I mean, is there any room for compromise here? So I don't know. That's what we're going to try to figure out here. So group therapy, 502-571-9970. You want to be a Grinch for Christmas, or do you want to let your kids at least open something? Even though you're taking a big old expensive trip to Universal the day after Christmas. That's what Sean's thinking here on 99.7 DJX. Like, hey, my three kids are getting a trip of a lifetime.
Yeah. I think we know where you fall by your choice of words. You want to be a big old Grinch?
Well, you know, I mean, I see what he's saying. Look, like, that trip is not going to be cheap. And sure. it is definitely one of those trips where you're going to remember, and you're going to, when you're down there, you're going to spend a lot of money too, you know?
Well, I mean, but his wife wants to get them a new pair of shoes, a new jacket, and a pair of AirPods. And a lot of people are pointing out these are pretty practical presents, things mm-hmm. that they're going to need at some point anyway. And she's kind of like killing two birds, one stone by making them Christmas presents. Amanda said, your statement of because I'm right means you are unwilling to change your perspective. She's not going to change hers either if that's the energy you're bringing to her. Compromise is everything. Perhaps you buy the shoes and coats, and she forgoes the AirPods for a less expensive option, but you come at her with the attitude of nothing because I said so, you're going to lose, dude.
Mm, yeah.
And then we got a couple of other comments. Jessica said, maybe get the kids gifts, but AirPods are expensive. So can you compromise on the gifts? Maybe find some that are a little less expensive. Amanda said, I'm sorry, I agree with your wife. Christmas is once a year, and there's something magical for kids. Get the gifts. Yes, Universal is expensive. We did it this summer, and the kids got wands and robes while there, but Christmas morning's magical. Yeah. Even for older kids, get the presents, enjoy their happiness. Those memories are worth more than money.
All right, got a few people waiting on hold here. Nina.
Well, this is what I think. I think if it was pre-planned in advance, mm-hmm. then they could get away with not buying gifts because, that could have been the Christmas present.
Yeah.
But since they already know the trip's happening, then you kind of have to give something, but you could give things like, I don't know if they're flying or driving or whatever, like a goodie bag that they could take on the plane, you know, for snacks or stuff that they could use on the trip.
Nina, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Hey, Shelby, so what are your thoughts?
I'm in the middle. I do agree. Yeah, I do think they should have something to open, but I don't think you need to go like incredibly crazy. You're spending thousands of dollars on this trip already, and so I think it kind of will humble them more, if that makes sense, mm-hmm. and maybe get them something that's more essential for the trip. Like, I think the shoes make sense, the jacket makes sense, but do they already have AirPods? Like, if they already have them, that's impractical. Use that money towards something on the trip. The food is incredibly expensive. Maybe, like, they'll want something from Harry Potter World. Like, that's expensive.
Yeah. If the wand chooses them, then you're in the hole for, $50 just to buy a wand.
Right. And would they rather have wanted the new wand or the AirPods?
Yeah. That's true. Saying. Shelby, thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Andrew the Love Doctor.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. So what are your thoughts on this?
This guy, I mean, his wife is dead on. He's got to get them gifts for Christmas morning. It's the magic of Christmas. That's what kids live for, mm-hmm. regardless of the trip that they're going on. Because here's what's going to happen is, as a kid, remember when you got back to school, it's one of the first things your friends asked you.
Yeah, what'd you get?
What'd you get for Christmas?
Yeah.
Christmas Day, what'd you get, right? Nothing? Yeah, no, he's got to go with her to get gifts. She's exactly right. Even if they're taking an expensive trip the next day. The second thing he's got to realize, if he irritates her long enough, that might have lingering effects on his relationship with her down the road. So
that's
that
true.
Might be something he's paying for, not only during the holidays, but after the holidays are over.
Andrew the Love Doctor, always such valued advice. Thank you.
Keep on loving, guys.
All right, you too.
You don't want to look at this as a lot of people took issue with the way that he positioned the issue. Like, everyone needs to tell her I'm right. And so it's about compromise. And I think he needs to understand everybody's kind of on team. Give them something to open, whether it's related to the trip or, you know, is going to help. It's just, the things she suggested are pretty practical, other than the AirPods are a little pricey. So maybe she can find another alternative to that.
Jennifer's all like, listen, I'll get my kids AirPods if that means it keeps them occupied and quiet on the trip.
Hashtag worth it.
Hashtag worth it. All right. So I think we're all in agreement here. Even if it's little or something, you know, you got to give them something to open. Maybe something that you could use for the trip.
Exactly.
All right. Hopefully that helps. I know it's probably not the answer that you were looking for, Sean.
That is not what he was looking for.
No.
He was looking for us to be like, yeah, dude, stand your ground.
Stand your ground. You guys are already paying thousands of dollars to go down to Universal anyway. So, man, let them know that Christmas morning when they wake up and they run downstairs. It's like, remember, we're going. Pack your bags. We're going to Universal tomorrow. All right. Well, let us know how it all works out. That is group therapy. Tis the season, right, when you get into the holiday spirit, you're listening to Christmas classics, some Christmas carols. You know, none of them really need censoring because there are no swear words in them, right?
Right, absolutely.
But, you know, what if just for fun, we added a censor beep to words that don't really need it? What would that sound like? For example,
down to the chimney with good Saint Nick. First comes the stock in the little Nell. Oh dear Santa, fill it well.
Yeah, up on the housetop. What could possibly be censored on that?
Down through the chimney with good Saint Nick. First comes the stock in the little Nell. Oh dear Santa, fill it well.
That's Santa, different. What is Santa doing in that stocking? Oh, All right, what about this one?
And a happy new year. Now bring us a figgy pudding. Now bring us a figgy.
I mean, we wish you a Merry Christmas, right?
Bring us a figgy pudding and a cup of good cheer.
I mean, there's nothing that could possibly be bad about that, right?
That's completely safe.
Right, completely safe. So why would we need to censor anything?
And a happy
really good pudding.
It doesn't sound like figgy anymore, does it?
No, that's really good pudding. All right, what about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Join in any reindeer game.
Yeah.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say.
Aw, what a timeless classic. There.
It is a timeless classic. There's nothing absolutely remotely offensive about that.
Yeah, but what if we did just add a censor beep?
Join in any reindeer games. Then one Christmas Eve, Santa came to say.
Something about that beep. Oh my gosh.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Yeah, rock and roll
Christmas
thing. All right.
I got an idea where we're going to put that.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie
and we'll do some caroling. Oh, that's dang tasty pie.
All right, maybe one more. One more?
Okay.
Can we do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
All right. A Jackson 5. Absolute classic banger every single year. Love hearing this one.
Wow! Mommy's kissing Santa Claus!
Yeah.
I saw mommy kissing Santa
Claus. I got a better idea about this one. I got an idea.
Just a timeless classic.
Don't do that one.
Why would we need to add a censor beep to this Christmas carol?
No.
Wow! Mommy's kissing Santa Claus!
Oh no, you know what? You know what we just did? We ruined that for everybody. Anytime they hear that, they're going to hear the beeps now.
Oh, you know what? Little Timmy, you need to earn your presents.
Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well,
I just got a text from Suzanne. She's like, you two are bad.
Unnecessary censorship, Christmas song edition. Brad, Ben, and Kelly show. If you see drama on Facebook, you can always send it to us. Honestly, we don't do this very often anymore.
We wait until there's really, really good ones. And this qualifies. Lindsay Yeary sent this to us. We must have been tagged in it 50 million times. It was a post in the Jefferson County, Missouri, buy-seller trade group on Marketplace.
Okay.
Stephanie just wants to sell her bassinet. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like one that you might find in a hospital. And there's one person in the comments that's interested in buying it that sets this whole thing off.
So with that being said, it's time.
Hang out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Vice Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
Ashley.
Will you take $50?
Judy Carrots.
Really, Ashley? You're pregnant again?
P-R-E-G-N-E-T.
I knew you was cheating on Bryson. Who's the daddy, Ashley? The guy who works at Quick Trip? Crystal told me she saw you guys making out at Denny's and you tried to deny it. Well, guess what, Ashley? You just got caught. Can't try and tell me the baby's Bryson's when he's been in jail.
Oh. Ashley.
Well, Judy, I just found out, but I'm already 22 weeks, so that was before Bryson went to jail. Uh-oh. The baby is Bryson's, Judy. I'm having another one of your grandbabies, and we will be in your life a long time, so get used to it.
Wow.
Bryson and I did it the morning we dropped him off at the jail.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Ashley. You do it with half of Jefferson County.
Oh,
I know you told Bryson you had an allergy, A-L-L-U-R-G-Y, to condoms so he would get you pregnant and you trap him.
Oh, no.
I know you said it to your trainee at Taco Bell, too.
No.
I know what goes on, Ashley. You have me babysitting Jaden while you hook up with all of the Herculaneum. Oh. I need a DNA test before I accept this grandbaby as my own.
Oh, my gosh. Ashley.
Wow. You're disgusting, Judy. Just like with Jaden, this baby is gonna be Bryson's. Oh. I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, my God.
Judy, you just found out you was pregnant at 22 weeks. I know you have had a Bush Light in your hand every minute of those 22 weeks, God. Ashley.
No.
It was drinking beer. Bet you feel great now knowing your baby's gonna be born with a beer belly.
Oh, my God.
Ashley.
You're being dramatic. You, if all people should know, it's okay to have a beer or two while you're pregnant.
Oh, wow.
Judy Carrots. Yeah, that's what you said with the cigarettes, too. But now Jaden's teacher saying he's got ADHD. Good job, Mom of the Year.
Oh, no. Ashley.
Says the woman whose son is in jail, leaving his son and pregnant girlfriend alone. I hope he gets out before I give birth.
Wow.
Tina says, I'm still trying to figure out what an allergy to condoms is.
Ashley.
Tina, I'm allergic to latex.
Oh,
if I use a condom, it makes my Virginia swell and break out with a rash.
Kenny.
Judy, all I know is that Ashley got pregnant and she about to give birth to your grandbaby through her Virginia.
Oh, my God. Samantha, is this real or are y'all playing? Because I feel like I'm watching Maury.
Yeah.
Judy. If Bryson's still in jail, who's going to come help you? The Quick Trip guy or the high school kid you work with at Taco Bell who sells weed through the drive-thru?
Oh, my God.
Michael.
Excuse me, ma'am. What Taco Bell would that be? And does this Taco Bell have code words? Like, if I want a bag with my taco, should I ask for a soft Waco or cheesy Marito?
Beth says, I'm sorry, but the baby being born with a beer belly is hilarious.
Brittany.
Judy Carrots, like from Zootopia?
You're going to want to refrain from calling me Carrots.
Oh, gosh.
Steph, it's a sad day for Bush Light. Beth, I have a question. How do you both think it's spelled preg-net?
Ashley.
I'm tired of everyone saying I'm fake. Judy and all her trashy coworkers at Arby's got me blocked on my old one because I was wearing a mesh tank top and you could see a little nipple in my pic.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. That went hard from start to finish.
Oh, gosh. And just Stephanie just wants to sell her bassinet. That's all she wants.
That's all she wanted to do.
$75. That's it. It sounds reasonable.
And then the peanut gallery.
Oh, Ashley hijacked that, didn't she?
All right.
She?
That was Facebook.
But then we don't know if Ashley was able to buy it.
No.
That's the tragic thing about this whole thing.
There's no resolution.
There is no resolution. We don't know if she bought the bassinet.
All right. Thank you to everybody who tagged us in that. And allowed us to bring back Facebook Fight Theater on 99.7 DJX. So I saw recently, or at that during Oprah's birthday, she just celebrated. Her buddy Gail King had given her like a cake, Bananas Foster, which hashtag delicious. But the reason I'm bringing this up is, you know, part of her, I guess, diet goals, she threw away half of the cake.
Give it to somebody else for them to enjoy. Don't just share it with the trash.
Sure, sure. But this also brought up the fact that she has an irrational fear of balloons. Back when she turned 40, her staff had given her, put a bunch of balloons there. And she realized that, like, she was kind of freaking out because she was waiting for them to pop. It reminded her of, like, gunshots. All of a sudden, she's like, I can't stand balloons. And then I saw a thing where Carrie Underwood admitted on Instagram she's afraid of turtles.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, all right, well, let's unpack this. What is your irrational fear? And Kelly, you said...
spiders in my mouth while asleep. I mean, there was a show that had a character that slept with pantyhose on their head because of that. I forget the show.
Man.
But yeah, I'm this close to that. I'm this close to that.
Kyle.
When I'm alone in the basement or alone in my house and I turn off the lights in the basement, I run up the stairs because I'm terrified of the dark. And I close the door. And I'm an adult who is still afraid of the dark.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
Same.
No shame in your game. I kind of do the same thing, especially when I was at the house where I was growing up. It had one of those dingy basements, and it was just dark. And
it could be creepy.
And I would run up the stairs. I know.
We've got woods behind us now, which we didn't used to have before. And sometimes at night, it's really dark out here, like really dark. So sometimes I'll walk swiftly up the stairs.
Karen texted us, and I'm kind of in that same boat too. She says my irrational fear is going down escalators. She's like, I can go down fine.
Really? Do you think you're going to get stuck in between the stairs?
Well, she says, I can go up fine, not down. I'm afraid that I will fall and they will eat me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Either my clothing will somehow, or my shoelaces will get stuck, or even worse, my hair.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. That is
crazy. I mean, they kind of can look like they're like teeth chopping on you when they like disappear and underneath. Yeah.
Bridget's like, I've got three. Someone will slice my Achilles tendon if I walk downstairs.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, that are open in the back. Squirrels that run into the house if I'm bringing in groceries. And the shower or tub will fall through the ceiling while I'm showering. Dang.
That is specific. That's a lot. That's a lot. I love Eric. Eric's just simple. Fish. Terrified of fish.
You know, Audrey, I lived this. Audrey texted and said, spiders in my shoes. I would have a pair of boots that were out by the back door, you know, especially in the summertime when I'm mowing and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And I remember going out and putting my feet in bare feet and feeling something weird.
No.
Yep. Pulled it out and a big old wolf spider runs out. I was like, ah!
Oh, yeah, no. That's no longer an irrational fear that happened to you. That's a rational fear.
Right, sure, that is a rational fear, but I'm just saying, Audrey, it could happen.
Stop it. Stop. Oh, she is not going to sleep well tonight.
So I have a fear of bugs getting in my ears.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's kind of the same thing as spiders in the mouth, bugs in the ears while I sleep. So, again, you're making another very strong case for sleeping with pantyhose on my head. That would cover both.
Lisa's all like earthworms. All right.
Ew. Yeah. Okay. All right.
You're right.
I get it. I mean, I don't think they're going to come get you.
Yeah. So we're just talking weird fears. If you've got one, we'd love to hear it at Ben and Kelly Show.
I think we might have contributed to Matthew's fear.
Uh-oh.
Because of all of the stories that we've featured repeatedly on this show. Snake in the toilet.
Oh, dang.
Snake in the toilet when you're taking care of business.
Oh, dang. Yes. Or something.
That's probably our fault. That's
or
our bad.
Something coming up and getting you while you're on the toilet. Yeah.
We have featured that many, 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 many times over the years. We're sorry about that.
And,
that's our fault.
And, you know, apologies. We just started talking about weird, irrational fears that you have. Oprah, she's got a fear of balloons. Carrie Underwood, Fear of Turtles, Kelly, A Fear of Spiders Crawling in Her Mouth While She Sleeps.
And now Bugs in My Ears. Thank you for that.
And now, yeah, I said Bugs in My Ears.
Uh-huh.
John.
Okay, have you ever seen the movie Buried Alive?
Yes.
I saw that when I was 7.
Yeah.
And had nightmares of somebody was going to break into our house, build a maze that leads to a coffin and bury me alive.
Yeah, I got to say, gosh. I would say large... Okay, this is going to be very specific. I have a fear of large bodies of water when I'm in a small boat, like a small boat ocean setting where it's like, I don't know what's underneath me.
Okay, you need a bigger boat.
I need a bigger boat.
If you're going to be in a big body of water.
Yep, I need a big boat, big body of water.
Gotcha. All right, like cruise ship, you'd be okay with that.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Jenna says, hairless cats, they steal your soul.
Angela's all like, I'm super terrified of getting stuck in an elevator. I got stuck in an elevator one time, and it was here at the radio station.
How long were you in there?
Only a few minutes. Thankfully, it was almost to the, I don't know if I was going to the third floor or second floor, but anyways, it was almost to the floor I needed it to go, but the doors wouldn't open, so I just opened them up myself.
Oh.
And stepped out. So, I mean,
just Incredible Hulk did open.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, uh-huh. I just stepped out. But then I understand that fear, because then your fear then of, as you're stepping out, it's starting to move and then you're getting stuck.
Yes. Or just plummets to the basement, crashes, gosh. All of that. Allison said, when I was younger, I was afraid sharks would come through the drain in the bathtub or pool. Listen, that makes a little more sense than me thinking Jaws lived under my bed.
Yeah, and Dan...
And jumping in and out of bed for years.
Dan, I appreciate this. Dan's admitting, if I see a mouse in our house,
yeah.
I go stay with my parents until my wife can take care of it.
Oh, wow.
I'm terrified of mice.
He straight up right. leaves the house.
I like it.
I love that.
All right.
That's fantastic. There was one more I remember. So I had this Mickey Mouse lamp. When I was a kid in my room, and if I stared at it long enough, it looked like it would smile and then frown.
Oh my gosh.
It was like one of those things, if you look at something like long enough, and then I had to have the closet door closed, otherwise my clothes would look like people hanging.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. The door had to be closed, because if it was open and I stared at the hallway, I swore that like somebody was peeking in.
Yeah, that's
like,
something.
I could see a head peeking in.
Those are scenes in a horror movie.
Yes. Well, also like optical illusions, like your eyes playing tricks on you.
Okay. I mean, we could literally do this all show, but.
Oh, all day long.
What we should do is put a post up on Ben and Kelly's show.
Yeah.
And let
you, it'll be therapeutic.
Yeah, and let you comment there, because some of these responses are great. We put together some of the hardest tongue twisters we could find. We're going to try to go through, navigate some of these, start with a few of the easier ones, and they'll get harder. And then even according to researchers at MIT, the hardest tongue twister ever.
Oh, wow.
So, Kelly, I feel like could do a little bit better than myself at this. And we'll give you a... Or,
Okay.
All right.
So are you going to start it, or do you want me to?
Yeah, I'll start it. So first one, see...
Oh, see, you're already out. Give yourself a buzzer. Oh, dang it. That didn't last long.
She sells... Oh, my God! She sells seashells by the seashore. This is an easy one.
I've heard of Sally doing that too.
Okay.
That was the one that I'd always heard of.
All right, so Kelly, your attempt at she sells
seashells by the seashore.
You got it. All right, you're 1-for-1. I'm 0-for-1.
Yeah.
As I said, I'm terrible at these.
Okay.
Next one, tongue twister day. He threw 3 free throws.
Okay, that's tough. He threw 3 free throws.
He threw...
Give me a ding.
If I try to do it fast, I can do it slow. If I try to do it fast, that's where I tumble.
I know.
All right. He threw 3 free throws.
There you go.
Kind of. All right. I still dinged myself at the beginning. So you're 2-for-2, I'll say. All right.
Okay.
You ready? This one.
This one's a little bit longer, right?
A little bit longer, Kelly.
Okay.
Betty bought a bit of butter, but the butter Betty bought was bitter. So Betty bought a better butter, and it was better than the butter Betty bought before.
Oh, there you go. Look at you. Bees are your thing. You can do bees.
I can do bees.
You can do bee words.
I've been saying bees all my life.
Okay.
All right, Kelly.
Betty bought a bitter butter, but the butter Betty bought was bitter, so Betty bought a better butter, and it was better than the butter Betty bought before.
Ooh, you stumbled a little bit at the end, but I'll still give you a ding there. Yeah, you went a little faster than I did. All right. So you want to do one more here, and then we'll get to the really hard ones coming up?
Okay. Okay. We're just warming up. Just warming up the tongue.
Warming up the tongue. Someone's just tuning in going, all right, I'll stick around.
Is this the stuff we should be doing before the show?
Yeah, like warming up the tongue? I think so. Okay. Well, you know, when I was in theater, we did used to do these weird sort of things.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Yeah.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Yeah, you'd warm the tongue up.
Uh-huh.
Warm the tongue up.
Okay.
All right, we're warming the tongue up here on the show.
That's great.
All right. Is it harder to toot or to tutor two tutors to toot?
Oh, gosh.
Is it harder to toot or to tutor two tutors to toot?
Oh, there you go. That was good.
I got it. That was good.
Okay. You can also talk about toots. So congratulations to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Is it harder to toot or to tutor two tutors to toot?
You did pretty good there, too. Man, see, like I said, Kelly's got the better tongue than I do. She's going to be doing... she's gonna knock this out. All right. So give us a sec. And we're going to roll
in... Are we taking on the Guinness World Records?
Yes.
Hardest tongue twister?
We're going to take on the Guinness Book of World Records, what they claimed was the hardest tongue twister, and what MIT determined as being the hardest tongue twister. All right?
Oh, dang.
They're two different ones.
Wow.
Coming up next... Tongue Twister Challenge. Kelly has the better tongue. I think that's what we're learning here.
I talk real good? Is that what you're saying?
I even predicted this because I'm terrible at tongue twisters.
These are hard. Only getting worse, right?
Yep. So try this one, Kelly.
Okay.
Scissors sizzle, thistle sizzle.
Oh, boy.
Wait. Let me try it again. Scissors sizzle, thistle sizzle. Got that.
That's good.
All right.
Okay. Scissors, sizzle, thistle, sizzle.
Man, have you gotten one wrong yet?
Not yet. Golly. But listen, don't set me up for failure. I feel like my time is coming.
All right. One more warm up, then we'll get to the real hard ones, okay?
Okay. All right.
A skunk sat on a stump and thunk the stump skunk. A skunk sat on a stump and thunk the stump stunk, but the stump thunk the skunk stunk.
Oh my gosh. Oh, who comes up with this? Seriously.
All right. Okay. Kelly.
A skunk sat on a stump and thunk the stump stunk, but the stump thunk the skunk stunk. A stumble.
No, yeah, I was going to say, I think that's the first one you got wrong because
you
said stump at the end instead of skunk.
Okay, so, a skunk sat on a stump and thunk the stump stunk, but the stump thunk the skunk stunk.
Oh, gosh, you redeemed yourself there.
There you go.
All right, now three really tough ones.
Okay.
A synonym for cinnamon. All right. A synonym for cinnamon is a cinnamon synonym.
That's true. It's a true statement. Okay, you got through that.
Slower.
You did. A synonym for synonym is a... I said synonym twice. Oh, dang.
That was tough, right. Isn't it? That was
a tough. Synonym for cinnamon is a cinnamon synonym.
All right, there you go. All right. Now that we're all warmed up, Guinness Book of World Records claimed that this was the hardest tongue twister ever, okay?
The hardest ever?
Right. Ever. Okay. Yeah. And then we'll give you the MIT one.
Okay. Oh, take your time. Just take your time. Don't try to be fast.
I'm going to say it slow first.
Yeah.
The sixth sheep's sick.
Oh, wow.
The sixth
sheiks and they're sick.
Yeah.
And the sheep is sick.
No. The sheik's sheep's are sick.
Yes, but I think the sheik is sick too.
Yeah, the sixth one though. All right,
Okay, I think I see why it's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
All right, Kelly.
Okay, the sixth six sheiks six sheep's sick.
My God.
I think I got it.
I think you got that.
I think I got that.
Okay. Now.
Sure, you have to say it like really fast, right?
Yeah, the 66 sheet.
Yeah.
All right, so now according to MIT, this is the hardest one ever. All right, you ready?
Okay, all right.
Pad, kid, poured, curd, pulled, cod.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know either. Pad, kid, poured, curd, pulled, cod.
You did that just fine. That's not nearly as hard as the one we just did.
Pad, kid, poured, cold, poured, cold, cod.
All right. All right, here we go. Pad, kid, poured, curled, pulled, cod.
Nah, you didn't do it. Nope.
Oh. I didn't?
No, you said curled. It's curd.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, do it again.
Pad, kid, poured, curd, pulled, cod.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Again, Kelly has the better tongue in this situation.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. Anyone with siblings can relate to this. When your, especially when your younger sibling does something bad and you're like, man, I am going to get in trouble for it. Or your parents came down hard on you for doing that exact thing that your stupid younger sister just got away with. Katie.
Oh, wow. But, you're harboring some resentment.
She understands. She knows. And you go to your mom and you're like, Mom, she just did this. And you're like tattling on your younger sibling and trying to get them
in trouble.
Trouble
for tattling.
Yeah. So sometimes your sibling will get in trouble and then you'll turn around and get in trouble because you shouldn't tattle. Listen.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times the younger of the siblings kind of gets away with a little bit more because the parents are just done. Like they gave all their effort on the oldest. The middle one got a little bit more effort. The young one, they're like, the rest will raise them. Uh-huh. So this 3-year-old girl found herself the subject of being tattled on. She did something wrong. Her older brother went to mom and was like, look.
Oh, dang.
She said a bad word. I know it's a bad word because you've yelled at me about this. Kind of a don't shoot the messenger sort of thing. Don't get me in trouble. I'm going to tell you what she said.
I'm helping you parent,
yeah,
mom.
I'm going to tell you what she said. I don't want to be in trouble for this, but listen, this is her words, not mine. Uh-huh. So you need to have a talking with your youngest.
What'd she say?
I heard her say, don't be mad at me. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
Okay, so he's holding the sucker. His younger sister is holding the sucker, too. They're both just kind of like, you know, in the bedroom talking to mom.
She said, shh.
He's meaning the S word, okay?
Okay.
Don't be mad at me. It was her.
Okay.
She said,
and so then the mom
pans. He said it. He said the word.
He said it. Yeah. Right in front of his younger sister. Mom looks at the younger sister. And the kid just giggles. She's just all like, yep, I said it. What are you going to do about it? I mean, this is the giggle of a girl that just don't care.
Nope. That's a maniacal laugh.
No. She's like, what are you going to do, Mom?
I said what I said.
Yeah, I said it. And I meant it. I cannot.
Listen, at 3, she already knows that poop is funny.
Brittany relate. She's all like, hard facts. She texts us. She says, I have a teen, a tween, and a toddler. My toddler is feral. I can't be bothered to tame her. So, yeah, I mean, like, this is literally the toddler.
Yep. It is what it is. She's like, you know what?
It's the funniest thing. Leanne, you've got a story about swearing as a little kid?
One of my grandma's favorite stories, my brother and I were maybe 3 and 4 years old. My brother said the F word in the back of the car. And I went, Steven, you can't say that word. Mommy can say the F word. And I'm saying the actual F word. I said, Mommy can say the F word. And Daddy can say the F word. And Grandma can say the F word. And I went down the list of maybe 7 or 8 relatives. My mom and grandma are in the front seat laughing so hard. I got to like maybe 7 or 8 relatives before they finally stopped me.
They're like, okay. Like all these people.
Like, we did it, Leanne. Thank you so much.
Right. They're like, all these people can say it. And in fact, they do. But we can't.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
it. So I just had to share that with you guys. It was a funny story.
Oh, thanks, Leanne.
Have a good day.
All right, you too.
That's fantastic. Just list every family member and then go into friends once you're done with that.
It's like all these people are allowed to say it, but we can't still.
Oh, that's funny.